Now, this is the fifth of the recordings, and I think the final recording of the introduction to the programme. And if I could just say that in the business environment programme, I will discuss many of these topics, not all of them, in much more detail. And I'll ask you as part of your assignment to look at the implications of some aspects of globalization for the companies in which you work. And I'll also ask you on the final evening, I think it's Tuesday evening, to give some group presentations applying some of the ideas to Russia itself, and then what you might do is to take those ideas and apply it to your own companies. But by giving a presentation, you'll get an idea of what I'm looking for in your individual assignment. And I'm going to divide the marks up 50-50 between the individual assignment and the group assignment. But I'm afraid if you're not there for the group presentation, you will get zero for that part of the that part of the assignment. But we'll talk about that in more detail. And if there are special circumstances, of course, we'll have to sort that out. So I'm not saying that to worry you. I'm just saying that, you know, so you get a picture of what I'm going to tell you and write to you later. Now the last thing I talked about is the characteristics of products, and the importance of the information content of products, which involves partly not just, it's not just embodied in the products themselves in the form of the product technology, but it's involved, you know, the information is involved in the way things are marketed, promoted, and indeed information content comes in on the supply side, where, you know, key business functions like purchasing, like logistics, are increasingly done through the medium of computer algorithms, the medium of computer programs. Now, this I've given you is something of a rich picture. It's giving you an outline of what we might talk about. But what I think may come out of it, if you think about it, is that how interconnected things are, how one thing depends on another. And you could almost say that what I presented you with is a network of related ideas where the individual subjects, if you like, are like nodes or neurons in the network, and the connections between these nodes are you know, the linkages, the synergies, or if you like, the electrochemical transmitters, as it were, between the various topic areas. I mean, indeed, it's not possible to talk about this current phase of globalization to ignore the fact that interdependence between countries, interdependence between things like phenomena like economics, technology, the environment, politics, the ecology, demography, and so on. They're interconnected. They're interconnected systems. And I'll take, you know, underlying what I have to talk about will be the idea of networks and the idea of systems. And I suppose one thing I should mention is that, you know, in the history of the Earth, there's been at least five major catastrophes, at least five major extinctions, at least five major singularities, if you like. And I'll just draw your attention to what might be the sixth great extinction, which is being caused by human beings themselves in the form of what they're doing to the, or what we're doing to the eco environment, the impact we're having on the ecosystem, the impact of carbon emissions that have increased exponentially since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, the impact of this on the global ecology, if you like, and this phenomenon of global warming, the greenhouse effect, which I'll say something about. But this does raise issues of you know, the relationship between man and, or, and I shouldn't use that phrase, between human beings, men and women, and the world, the natural world in which we live. It is a paradox, isn't it, that the world is very rich, that essentially there's enough for everyone, and yet we find people starving and suffering. And also it's paradoxical that we've become more and more sophisticated technologically, more and more sophisticated intellectually, but in some ways emotionally we're hugely primitive when we think of, you know, the wars, the tensions that are produced by humanity, one against the other. And it may be part of the singularity that will occur in this century, and depends, I suppose, on you and your children, will result in a more ethical, if you like, a more empathetic way of conducting business, managing businesses, managing projects, and managing economies.